Their names might not be familiar to you, but what they did off the field, actually on another field, is something you should know about. Eddie Grant, Harry O'Neill, Elmer Gideon, and Bob Nabors were Major League Baseball players who left the baseball field to fight for us on the battlefield and never came back. Eddie Grant was the third baseman who broke in with the Indians in 1907. His best year, 1910, when he hit .268, drove in 67 runs, and stole 25 bases. Grant was one of the first men to enlist when the United States entered World War I in April 1917, and he served as captain of the 77th Infantry Division. During the fierce battle of the Meuse-Argonne Offensive, all of Grant's superior officers were killed or wounded, and he took command of his troops on a four-day search for the famed Lost Battalion. During the search, an exploding shell killed Grant on October 5, 1918. He was the first Major League Baseball player killed in action in World War I. The first Major Leaguer to go to war in the big one, World War II, was Elmer Gideon. At Michigan, Gideon was an All-American in track and field and earned varsity letters in football and baseball. He tied a world record in the high hurdles in 1938. After graduating, Gideon had a stint in Major League Baseball as an outfielder for the Washington Senators. Gideon spent most of 1939 and 1940 in the minor leagues, but was called up to the Senators in 1939. His baseball career was cut short when he was drafted by the Army in early 1941. He trained as a bomber pilot and was decorated for bravery after his plane crashed in 1942. He was ultimately shot down and killed while piloting a B-26 on a mission over France in April of 1944. According to the website Baseball in Wartime, two major leaguers, 128 minor leaguers, two minor league umpires, 35 collegians, and 20 semi-pro baseball players were killed in action in World War II. Bob Nabors was born in Tallahena, Oklahoma. The young shortstop played for Springfield of the 3I League in 1939, and his 14 home runs and 80 runs batted in 119 games earned him a late-season call-up to the St. Louis Browns. He made his Major League debut on September 16, 1939, and appeared in seven games, getting two hits in 11 at-bats. Nabors saw combat duty during the Korean War as a Douglas B-26 Invader pilot with the 13th Bomb Squadron of the 3rd Bomb Group. On August 8, 1952, during a night mission, Nabors and his crew reported that they had been hit and were bailing out. There was no further contact, and the crew was reported missing in action after failing to return. You know, there's no memorial at a ballpark, and their memory fades a bit more every year. But as you sit and eat a hot dog and enjoy baseball this Memorial Day, as players with multi-million dollar contracts complain about the small aches and pains that they go through, stop a minute and remember those players who were among those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for their country.